some of you, myself included, need these long periods where it looks bleak. We need these long winters in order to become the person who's going to ultimately be able to reach the vision that we were given in the future. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I want today to be more of a reminder than anything else. I want today to be that podcast for you that lets you know that you are on the right path. And maybe if this kind of slaps you awake or feels like a kick in the ass. Number one, I just want to say we need that. And I also want to say that I want to share with you what to do. And if you're not getting the results that you want, this is why. And I want to tell you that if you don't feel like hiding or quitting or selling everything or leaving it and moving to an island at least once a week, you are probably not growing. In fact, you're not growing at the pace in which I know all of my listeners have their dreams set at. So where you want to be going is going to require a lot of chosen discomfort. And I say chosen discomfort because this is not necessarily discomfort that is just going to come to you. And what ends up happening in the, I'm just going to say in the universe, is that if we are not choosing discomfort, so in the past, if you have not been implementing things into your week that are challenges, implementing things into your calendar that stretch you, implementing things that make you think outside of the box, implementing times where you have to reach out to strangers and ask over and over and over again, where you have to send uncomfortable emails, where you have to get in rooms, where you feel like the smallest fish and where you don't belong, then you are definitely not growing at the pace in which your dreams are set at. So if you're having an expectation hangover over what you thought was going to happen or over the timeline in which you thought was going to happen, it is probably because you are not putting yourself in uncomfortable situations often enough and fast enough. So the faster that we put ourselves in these situations and do those things that I mentioned, the faster that you're going to grow. So how the universe works is you literally are going to have this catch-up period where your reality, even though you're implementing these things, is not yet showing the result, because there's going to have to be a lot of these different experiences. And for some of you, this could be a week and you could get a result. For some of you, it's a month. For some of you, this could feel like 6 months. But I do promise you that if you're doing this, you're never not getting a result. So that's what I want to say. If you're feeling like, you know what? I listened to that stupid bitch, Lori. I did all those things and I'm still not feeling this result. Like, I'm not seeing it in my business. I haven't grown monetarily. Some of us need to be doing these things to grow the muscle of getting rejected. Some of us need to go through longer periods of time of getting no's in order to know how long it really takes when that extra big dream is there, when that extra big wall that you've taken on in that new big vision that you've graduated into is not coming down. Some of you, myself included, need these long periods where it looks bleak. We need these long winters in order to become the person who's going to ultimately be able to reach the vision that we were given in the future. So there's no way to become that person without going through massive uncertainty, without being so uncomfortable that you feel like you are so beyond your threshold. I literally have months sometimes where my friend Lindsay will show up for a run and I'm like, man, I don't know. I just don't know how much longer I can take the uncertainty and the no's and the not knowing and the being unsure and the feeling so uncomfortable and having to ask so many strangers. And every single day is something new and uncomfortable, like feeling like you are so far outside of your territory. And I've been having this feeling for a solid year and a half, potentially 2 years. Actually, it's a good year and a half where I've sat in a place where I'm like, when is it going to feel like I know what I'm doing? When are things really going to start clicking? And I can honestly say it has been a year and a half where finally now I feel like 20% is starting to really click along and I'm starting to feel really good about it. But honestly, 80%, I still don't know. Like, there's parts of me that are now a lot more certain in myself, but we are blazing a new path in some of the things we're doing. And to be honest, we're all blazing a new path. No matter if you're doing something that's been done a million times before, it doesn't matter, because you're doing it in a way that you are doing it. You're doing it now in your voice. You're doing it now in a new time frame. So even if some woman launched the same thing last week, it's a different time. You're saying things differently. You're speaking differently. It's a new path for you. So if you're not feeling like you want to quit, if you're not feeling like you want to hide, it's time to load your calendar up with some appointments with strangers, right? It's time to load your calendar up with hours where you send emails to people that you don't know. It's time to load your calendar up with events or podcasts or books or learning. It's time to make sure that you are choosing challenge over everything else. Because if you are choosing comfort, you're choosing to be uncomfortable over the fact that you will not reach your highest potential. And I know that the only reason that you guys listen to this is because you know that there is another level of you that needs to come out. And some people might be listening and they may not be there. You may feel like, you know what? This is not my season right now. I'm really hunkering down into family time. I'm really getting into a place where I'm rooting really hard. I'm really getting into a place where I want to streamline. I want to do less. I actually don't want to grow my business right now. And I love that too. So I have been there, trust me, where I'm like, I need to clear space so that I can get clear on the thing that I know is next, or the thing where I really feel it's my next level of purpose and impact. So first of all, I want to say kudos to you if you are that person who is recognizing that. But this particular podcast today is for the people who are ready. That period in your life that you are just like, nope, I'm not sitting still anymore. I have done this season. I am now ready to get on the rocket ship. I am ready to go. I am starting to get uncomfortable with the level that I am at, and I am ready to face this new kind of discomfort, because it is so much better than this familiar ass comfort of being miserable and knowing that you have so much more to give. So I want to remind you, look at your calendar literally right now. This typically comes out on Thursdays. I want you to look at your calendar for next week and say, where in my calendar am I making sure that every single week, if you really want to know how to speed it up, I can look at my calendar every day and be like, that's not going to be fun. Okay, that one stretches me. Okay, this call on Wednesday, that one is going to be really hard for me because it's not my zone of genius and I'm going to have to learn and pay attention. Okay, that one over here, I know I'm going to have to ask this person for a favor or a phone call because I need some massive help. Okay, this one, I'm going to have to reach out to this mentor even though I know they're busy and they've already helped me once and I really need this other thing from them, so I'm going to have to craft that email. Okay, this day, I have to write this email to my investors and let them know what's going on. I have something every single day that is stretching me. I didn't always have this in the past, but I have always made sure that I have had a few things in my calendar because if I look at my calendar and it is all comfortable. Now, there's a difference when you need a vacation. I'm all for that. You can't do this without wanting to bang your head against a wall unless you make sure that you have some recharge time. But I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking to everybody who's not getting a result that they want and is looking at their calendar next week and can't pick at least three times where they are going to feel uncomfortable, like they want to hide, like they want to cancel the thing, or like they might want to quit. And once you get those in there, and I promise you, you start getting used to it. But once you get those in your calendar, you will start seeing a result. So you guys, I want you to look at next week and say, what do I need the most? What scares me the most? And how can I add that to my calendar? If you say, I don't know what to do, I need you to say, ask yourself this question. If I stopped pretending that I don't know what to do next, what would I know to do that I don't want to do? And whatever answer comes up for you, put it in the calendar. You guys, this is my way of loving you this week because I believe in you. Even if you don't have a past track record of doing something amazing, you can make your track record literally right now by sending an email or putting an unbreakable appointment in or asking someone to hold you accountable and putting an appointment in your calendar. That is how you start to build confidence. You do one task a day or one task a week, write it down, put it in a jar and look at the things you've accomplished and build up that bucket of confidence. That's all it is. The more that you do these things, the more that you will start to feel confident in your abilities to do this. You'll start to have a track record of following through. Even if you get rejected, you freaking followed through. Who cares what they said? You sometimes need to ask hundreds of times or do hundreds of things in order to get those wins. And I wish more people would say how hard it was and how many times they ask, because too many people in my DMs give up way too early. I'm like, how many people did you ask? 10. Okay, well, let's ask 90 more and then we can talk. So you guys, I love you so much. I want you to feel what it feels like to live into your next level, because your next level brings next level impact. Somebody is waiting for you right now to show up for yourself, because when you show up for yourself, you show them that it's possible. Someone is waiting for you right now to break your family pattern because they need to see that someone else can do it. You guys, I'm so proud of you. I think that you're freaking amazing. I feel like if you were drawn to this podcast, it's because you are ready and nobody can anoint you but you. Trust me, if I could, I would. But the only way I can anoint you is by anointing myself and hoping that you follow on that path. Okay, you guys, I hope that you have the most amazing week. Please, please, please tag me and tell me what you're putting in your calendar, because we can pray and we can manifest all we want, but until it's in the calendar, it ain't happening, sister. All right, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.